From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Macedonian police have fired tear gas and stun grenades at a crowd of migrants trying to climb a fence on its border with Greece. Reports said about 30 people were in the group trying to scale a fence Wednesday at the closed Idomeni border crossing in northern Greece. The incident came after similar clashes on Sunday at the same place when police fired tear gas, stun grenades, rubber bullets, and water cannon at a group of migrants, leaving scores injured. On Sunday, someone had scattered notices throughout the camp, spreading a rumor that the border was open. Greek authorities accuse the Macedonians of overreacting, and it's investigating where the false flyers came from. International Monetary Fund experts say the risks of financial instability have risen in wealthy nations and remain high in emerging markets. Jose Vinales, a senior IMF official, told journalists Wednesday that recent market turmoil reflects faltering growth, rising uncertainty, and falling confidence among investors and others. He said financial markets have recovered much of the ground lost early this year, but he calls that a warning that work needs to be done, not a sign that the danger has passed. Exit polls in South Korea indicate opponents to President Park Geun-hye's conservative Sanuri Party are doing better than expected in Wednesday's legislative election and may deny the ruling party a clear majority in the National Assembly. Recent polls had shown strong public support for Park, particularly for her tough stance on national security taken against the growing North Korean nuclear threat. This is VOA News.